Good evening, Warriors. It's August 21st, 2022. And we should be asking ourselves, my fellow Americans, who we are. Who we've become and what we're becoming. We should be asking ourselves who we'll be after this evolution, after this revolution, after the revelation that we, the people, are better than this. We are better than lies and deception. We are better than propaganda and conspiracy theories. We are better than gerrymandered districts, voter suppression, and a corrupt, stolen Supreme Court. We are better than poverty and prisons, soldiers and slaves, in the land of the free and the home of the brave. We are better than this. Warriors, rise up. Take action when called upon to take action. Your vote is your voice, and your silence is suffocating our democracy. We are stronger together, weaker apart. That's why we lock arms and protest and march from sea to sea. See that we all spread the word. Warriors, rise up. Speak out and be heard. Joining the revolution this evening is a brother smooth as silk, born and raised in the Windy City, a good friend of mine, Brian Hussar. Welcome to the revolution, Brian. How you doing today, man?
What's up? I am ready for the revolution right now.
What can you contribute to this revolution for us, Brian?
Poking fun at these motherfuckers. Showing them who they really are.
Yes, sir.
Showing them without their clothes on.
Yeah.
Showing them for the frauds and the phonies that they are. They are frauds. They are phonies. They are fake individuals who don't care about leading the country.
They don't.
They want your vote.
Yes.
So they can stay in power.
Yes.
To revert us back to Leave It to Beaver lifestyle.
You hit the nail on the head there. And we're going to get into something pretty similar to what you just spoke about, because these are individuals, they're no longer concerned with morals, values, or any type of center. They're in it for the power.
And the money.
And they will follow anyone or say anything to get your vote, to get into power, to get that money. That's all they care about. Like you said, they're not interested in leading the country. They're very self-interested in their pursuit. And we're going to get into that.
Right on.
All right, man. You ready to start this, brother?
I'm ready.
Everybody out there, you ready for this, Warriors? Rise up, Warriors. Let's get this party started.
We got the crudité all going for you here, like Dr. Oz was trying to get.
Dr. Oz is going down, man.
Draws, as Keith Olbermann calls him on his podcast.
Draws is going down.
Draws.
All right, y'all. Let's do this. This is the Progressive Warrior Podcast. Welcome to the revolution. This is Ghost. I want to thank our sponsors for tonight's show, CloudyJoeTees.com. CloudyJoeTees.com. For all of your fashion needs, go to CloudyJoeTees and get teed up at CloudyJoeTees.com. And Christina's Divine Cleaning. For your home or business to sparkle and shine, you need Christina. She is simply divine. Christina's Divine Cleaning at gmail.com. Let her know you need her, y'all. Christina's Divine Cleaning at gmail.com. Joining the revolution tonight again is a very talented musician, actor, artist, a man who knows more about film and music than just about anyone I've ever met. And I kind of grew up in a situation where I was around artists and musicians, and we talked shop till 2 in the morning. Brian Hussar, brother, you are genuine, you are unique, and it is a pleasure to be sitting with you here this evening.
It's a pleasure to be with you, my guru.
So there's a lot going on right now.
There is a lot going on.
Go ahead, brother.
It's shocking, scary, and entertaining. All at the same time. I mean, you couldn't have written a better post-apocalyptic movie than what is going on right now. Let's see. You got a lot of stuff you want to talk about, and I'm sure you have the agenda for the podcast. Because I don't have an agenda. I don't have a program. But I will say, let's just talk about the fun stuff first. Did you watch that Dr. Oz Crudity video?
I did not.
Okay.
You told me about it.
Where he goes into a store in Pennsylvania called Wegner's, and he gets the name of the store wrong. Now, he filmed this in April, actually, and it just went viral now, where he's going into the store to get crudité. For people who don't know what a crudité is, you remember how they said Obama was elitist because he liked arugula as his favorite vegetable, but nobody's called out Droz for himself being an elitist and his $10 million mansion in New Jersey and his five other homes everywhere? Well, he went to get vegetables for crudité. Crudité is a fancy word for vegetable plate, which you can buy prepackaged in a store like the average American does when you have a potluck and you don't want to make something. You know, those things that got the carrots in there, they got the broccoli, they got the snap peas, and they got that big thing of ranch dressing right in the middle. That's crudité. And he doubled down on this on that entertainment channel called Newsmax, where he said, "I was just trying to show how real Americans can't afford a plate of vegetables. And I jokingly said crudité." Oh, fuck you. And he's like, "Yeah, and I got the store wrong, but I get my kids' names wrong too. Ha 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 ha." Come on, Droz. You got to go on conservative media to say, boo-hoo, they're picking on me. Well, it's about time somebody picks on them. Bravo, John Fetterman, a person who's running for office in Pennsylvania who doesn't even live in fucking Pennsylvania. He lives in New Jersey. He even did a campaign video from his mansion in New Jersey. The television doctor, Dr. Oz.
You know, Dr. Oz is more of a capitalist than he is a doctor. He spent most of his time on television as a personality, pushing products that he was paid to push, describing them in a form that was inaccurate.
Yep.
Explaining to his trusting audience that they were going to cure ailments or do things that they actually were not scientifically proven to do.
Help you lose weight.
For one.
Yeah.
But every week he had something different that was inaccurate, that was untruthful. So he actually makes sense in the conservative movement because they've made a living pushing things that were inaccurate and untruthful. They've made a living pushing lies and deception and propaganda, just like I said in the opening. That's their gig.
However, we have to thank a fellow liberal for bringing him to the public eye. Her name is Oprah. Oprah.
Yeah.
Oprah gave him and Dr. Phil their
start. Isn't Oprah a capitalist?
In the end, she is.
She has the power. Let's just say it. She has the power to bring her voice to the forefront. She chooses not to.
True.
She made $1 billion, probably.
Yeah.
And she could have easily used her platform and her wealth for the good of our democracy and the good of our country. She has done neither.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a lot, especially women, but people of all sexes who listened to her and got a lot out of her. I think her book club was very entertaining and needed and necessary. She uplifted people to feel good about themselves. Mm-hmm. I thought her overall character on television was a positive.
Yeah.
But she did not cross that line and assist with making our country a better nation. And no. I'm really disappointed in that.
Exactly, because she could use her platform.
She certainly could.
And that's what gets me as far as, I mean, there are some in who are liberal who have a strong voice who don't use it. But yet, when you do have somebody who is prominent, who is a liberal, and they do use their voice, they're told by conservative media to shut up and sing or shut up and dribble. Meanwhile,
let them.
Kid Rock can say whatever the fuck he wants to say.
He actually hasn't said much in a while.
He said some with, well, he was on Tucker Carlson. Did an interview with him like several months ago. He was talking, and I mean, Ted Nugent. I mean, granted, Ted Nugent's a great guitar player. But let's put it like this. Why haven't they done a documentary about him the way they did Michael Jackson, with the guy who actually dated somebody underage, went to the parents, got them to sign her daughter over as for him to be her legal guardian so he could fuck her. He even did songs, Jailbait. Not a peep. He's a conservative, true American, American values and all that shit. And,
you know, these entertainers, though, on the right that come and go, they don't stick around. And the reason they don't stick around is because what they're saying has nothing of substance. Yep. And the conservative movement as a whole, there's nothing of substance. Now, I tell conservative voters this as often as I can, that they're not promoting any policies that actually help you or assist you in any way. And I ask them,
yeah,
you know, if I'm wrong, please tell me what they are. And they don't have an answer, because there is no answer.
No.
There's nothing policy-wise, legislative-wise, that the conservative movement is offering to the American people that's actually going to benefit them in the long run.
Right.
They are a party that is, by and large, for the corporate interest, the wealthy elites, to further enrich them. And they don't care about the working man or the labor force. That's why they're anti-unions. The reason they're anti-intellectual, anti-education, anti-science, is because the one thing the slave master fears more than anything is an educated slave.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't take advantage of you and use your labor, your blood, your sweat, your work, if you're educated enough to fight back, to unionize, to fight for higher wages. I tell people all the time that the stock market right now is high because wages are low. The stock market is not an indication of how healthy our economy is. If they doubled wages tomorrow, if they doubled your wages tomorrow, the stock market would crash because the cost of labor would skyrocket. Now, that doesn't mean our economy would crash. Our economy would be humming along because you would be making enough money to buy the goods and services in order to keep our economy humming along. But the stock market would be cut in half. And all these stockholders who sit at home and do nothing but push paper, they would no longer have their sugar daddy. And their sugar daddy is you, me, the American people that do the hard work to keep this nation going.
Now, something I know you wanted to talk about, so we'll just go bring it up now. This was in the news, you know, this week. So if this airs way after this week, just so you know, this is when this was taped this week,
August 21st, 2022,
this week Liz Cheney lost her primary to a former never Trumper who became a pro Trumper just so she could become elected. And all you got to do is take a look at her picture online. Now, I don't want to criticize somebody's looks, but goddamn, she looks like she belongs in an asylum. But
yeah, I don't care how she looks. Look, let's be honest. The big lie is the big lie. There was no voter fraud. The voter fraud that was there was very minimal and not...
But Ron DeSantis said his investigation was a success because they found 20!
Yeah, they have not went to court and shown proof of anything. They've had over 60 occasions to show proof of voter fraud, and they can't do it. No court will accept any of their lawsuits. They've all been thrown out of court because there's no proof to be shown. But even still, there are over 100 GOP candidates that have won their primaries based upon the big lie. Mm-hmm. Over 100 candidates who have won their primaries based upon a lie. Liz Cheney, she's not a progressive. She's not a liberal.
She voted for Trump on his policies 90% of the time.
Her views are just as conservative as every other conservative. If it wasn't for this whole Trump issue, you wouldn't be supporting her in any way. But let's just say it how it is. This is one instance where she is supporting our democracy. She is doing what she's able to do as a patriotic American. It may be a power move on her part. She may have a long game as far as her political maneuverability within the party and within our country, but I will set that aside because what she's doing right now is necessary and needed. But for any conservatives who are watching this right now, Liz Cheney is a conservative through and through, to the bone.
Yep.
She is the daughter of Dick Cheney, the war criminal, who is as conservative as any conservative in the country. Liz Cheney, ladies and gentlemen, won in 2018 with 73% of the vote. And there is nothing within her political DNA that has changed since then.
Other than the fact that she didn't support the January 6th insurrection. Yes, people, it was an insurrection. I don't want you to tell me that was a peaceful march. You saw what the fuck happened on the damn television. That was Antifa. Bullshit!
It was not.
Bullshit!
And she's going after Trump. Because Trump set this lie in motion, set the insurrection in motion, and that is the only reason that she is getting this backlash now from the ignorant voters in Wyoming. And she's not the only one. Over 100 GOP nominees have won their primaries from ignorant conservative sheep.
And don't say you're not sheep the way you were talking about us masking up. And don't say, oh, we're not a part of a cult. When you guys are saying
still
Trump,
in the cult.
Trump is the second coming of Christ. When you guys are putting him up there with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, it is a cult. It is a cult.
You still see Trump all over. Trump flags, Trump bumper stickers, Trump hats, Trump shirts. They're everywhere.
And when you say, well, why aren't you wearing your Biden shirt? Because
I'm not in a cult.
I got an Obama shirt for Christmas after he won. It's hanging up. It's a collector's item. I didn't feel like wearing it. He's the president. He's the person whose policies I supported. I don't worship him. And let me tell you this. No matter who it was, Trump was always going to say it was rigged.
Of course.
He even said, if I lose, it's rigged. He said everything that went against him in his entire life was rigged. If he lost a court case because of his casino, it's because the courts were rigged against him. Hell, The Apprentice, his reality show, it didn't win a fucking Emmy. It lost several years in a row for the Emmys. He said the Academy voters were rigged against him. This was always going to be rigged against him. And even when
he's a con man.
And even when
he won
in 20 what year was that? Even when he won the election in 2016. Because he didn't win the popular vote. He didn't win the fucking popular vote. He said the popular vote was rigged against him and he wanted things to be recounted for the popular vote. Everything is rigged against this guy. And you guys fall for it every time. And I want to empathize. I really want to empathize. That's what our country used to have. We used to have empathy. I could see why people voted for Bush. I could see that. You know? I could totally understand. I don't agree. I try and stand in your shoes. But there's no way I can stand in your shoes on this one.
No.
Especially, you know, there's no way I could empathize with you.
This is why people have stopped talking to friends and stopped talking to families and pretty much disowned people and cut people out of their lives. Because this man is a vile, disgusting creature. This is not a messiah in any way, shape, or form. He is the most disgusting, vile human being that's ever held office. And nobody can believe how you can continue following this pathological lying con man through con after con after con after con after con. I've actually heard people talk about that they like him because he tells the truth.
What truth?
This is a lying scumbag. How ignorant you have to be to think that he actually tells the truth.
He tells you what you want to hear. This past week, Mar-a-Lago was raided by the FBI because he took classified documents that he wasn't supposed to take. But now this is some attack on our dear leader from a political opponent. This is an attack. Well, you know damn well that if Obama had the same damn classified information, you would be up in arms.
Anyone,
and guess
Brian.
What? By right. By right.
Anyone.
Yeah. By
but
right.
Look.
You guys are supposed to be for law and order. Now you're talking about attacking our FBI officers.
This isn't even a question of guilt or innocence. He is guilty of having classified information, and some of this classified information had to do with nuclear weapons, nuclear material. Some of this classified information had to do with foreign human assets, U.S. spies, and I ask you, what would Russia or China or Saudi Arabia or North Korea, how much would they pay to have information on U.S. spies and foreign assets in their country? This is something that is extremely serious. If you have any patriotic bone in your fucking body, you should be disowning Trump this moment. He is guilty. There's no presumption of innocence in any way or shape or form.
And no, and the people defending it,
yeah. Boxes now. They've recovered 27 boxes now of information stored at Mar-a-Lago that had no business being there. This is something that anyone in this country, anyone, you, me, anyone, would be in jail for right now.
And you know what? The funny thing is, all of his defenders out there are not saying he's innocent.
He's not innocent.
They're not saying he's innocent.
He's guilty of this.
They are saying that this was done because of political retribution. Yeah, but is he innocent? That's not the point.
But it's not political retribution.
It's not.
These are people within the background of our government that don't really care about politics all that much, to be honest. These are the safekeepers and the gatekeepers of our democracy and of our government. This is classified, sensitive information that a former president who has ties to global dictators and tyrants and people who are not good actors on the world stage, and he's got this information at his private residence. This is dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. At what point do you finally look yourself in the mirror and say, hey, as a patriotic American, this is too far? At what point is it too far? But I do want to get back to what we were talking about with Liz Cheney, because you mentioned in your opening about people on the right just being power hungry.
Yeah.
And this moment proves it. Because many conservative members of the House and the Senate feel the same exact way Liz Cheney does. And they've told her in private. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, your leaders on the right are too fucking cowardice to say it publicly. And how many of you, how many of each and every one of you are too cowardice to tell the truth just within your own little circle of friends and family? No Senate seat on the line, no job loss imminent, you're just too fucking cowardice to say, hey, maybe this was wrong.
Do you think he's got something on these people? Because how could somebody like Lindsey Graham, who was so against him...
Lindsey Graham should be in jail too with what's going on in Georgia.
Yeah.
They're investigating him. He's not going to get away with it.
Oh, he's not. But during the primaries in 2015 and 16, he was talking about how the Republican Party is in danger if Trump wins. Then McCain dies.
Everybody said that. Everybody
and
knew
now
that.
It's a beautiful love story. It's a beautiful love story between me and Lindsey Graham now. He was never a friend. Now he comes over and I pet his hair all the time. You know, seriously, I was like, what changed in him? Did anything change in him when he's going on private golfing trips with him?
Brian, in 2016, not only did every Republican leader in the nation warn against electing Donald Trump, every newspaper in the entire nation endorsed Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Even conservative newspapers who hadn't endorsed a Democratic candidate in 60 years still endorsed Hillary Clinton. They were warning you that this was a pathologically lying con man.
I mean,
and let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Patriots are not cowards. Right? Patriots are not liars. Patriots are not sheep. And the conservative movement, truthfully, is running out of patriots. And I want to thank Liz Cheney. I may not agree with her philosophically or ideologically on issue after issue after issue, but at least she's not a fucking coward.
Very true. All right, I don't want to give Trump any more publicity than he already has. You know,
at this point, what's the matter? He's all over the place.
True.
We can walk down any street in this. We can go through any neighborhood in this whole fucking country, and we'll see a Trump flag somewhere.
Even in Chicago, when I was back out there in May, and Chicago is historically a liberal city, I still saw Trump flags in outside people's homes. Not many, but I saw them. Now, when you go to areas of Illinois that are like the deep suburbs, where it really truly looks like the Midwest, what people think of as the Midwest, you see a lot of them there. Although, I really hope, and I think Pritzker's going to win again in Illinois for governor.
I think we have a chance this election cycle.
I do.
If people will turn off channel, for progressives and liberals who are listening to this, and I wish there were more conservatives that would listen, but truthfully, our entire audience is progressive, let's be honest about it. But if you're the one that listens to, you know, programs like TYT, turn them traitors motherfuckers off.
I'm sorry, Cenk.
Those Republicans in sheep's clothing. I've never turned on their channel without them just railing into Obama or Biden or Hillary or the Democratic establishment or corporate Democrats. Even now, as the Republican Party is pushing our entire nation into a black hole of intolerance, they still spend half their fucking time, their precious time, where they have your attention, talking bad about Democrats. Do not vote third party. Liberals, progressives around the country, I love you, brothers and sisters. Do not vote third party. Do not sit home. Do not look at your Democratic candidate as someone that you can't trust, as someone that's not listening to you. The Democratic Party is the only political party in this country that's listening to you.
That's the problem that I have with a lot of these people who eventually encourage you to vote third party.
The candidacies of individuals like Ralph Nader and Jill Stein, people who, truthfully, if I sat down and spoke with, we'd probably have a lot in common. We'd probably agree a lot with a lot of things philosophically, ideology. We'd probably have a lot that we believe the same way with. But their candidacies were poisonous to our democracy. Okay? Hillary Clinton is a progressive. I know you don't believe it if you listen to TYT, but Hillary Clinton wanted to give us health care 30 years ago. She couldn't because too many progressives, too many far-left liberals, I'll say that. Too many far-left liberals did not like the Clintons, did not go out and vote. Newt Gingrich convinced a lot of conservatives to go vote in 1994. They retook the House and stopped the progressive movement in its tracks. We could have had at least that first step of health care 30 years ago. We didn't get it done because of far-left liberals. In 2000, Al Gore ran as the most environmentally conscious candidate in the history of our nation, and he got beat because of third-party candidacy, and that's far-left liberals again. So far-left liberals, open your fucking eyes and understand that you're the reason we don't have healthcare. You're the reason why we don't have an alternative energy infrastructure. You're the reason why we haven't invested in education. You're the reason why we haven't invested in childhood development. You're the reason why we don't have higher wages. Not voting for Hillary Clinton in 2016. Did you not see who was on the other side? And Trump may be the singular time where I thought an individual matters, but the truth about it is, ladies and gentlemen on the left, the individuals don't even matter anymore. There are two movements in this country right now. There is a progressive movement and a conservative movement.
You know what? It's not even conservative.
And if you're not supporting the progressive movement, then you are supporting the conservative movement. And if you don't understand how dangerous they are, then wake the fuck
up. You know what? It's not even the conservative movement anymore. Let's just stop calling it that.
That's
the Trump movement. It's the Trump movement.
But it's not. No, stop.
Even Eric, well,
it's not Donald Trump. Donald Trump took advantage of an ideology that was poisonous. Donald Trump did not start this. It did not start with Donald Trump. This started a long, long, long time ago. Nixon, Watergate, Reagan, Iran-Contra, Bush, the Iraq War, and now Trump. They have been power-hungry, lying, manipulating enemies of our democracy for decades and decades and decades. This is not about Donald Trump. Fuck Donald Trump. All right? Donald Trump could die today. Guess what? President Ron DeSantis would be far fucking worse.
Because Ron DeSantis actually has a brain. He knows what he's doing.
This is not about Donald Trump. And
you're right.
I can't allow that to continue because it's not.
However,
he took advantage of these ignorant fools.
Yeah, however, Eric Trump, he made a statement a couple of days ago that they want to rename the Republican Party as the Trump Party.
Well, I'm sure let's brand it again. Let's put it on every... Let's put Trump White House, Trump Capitol Building, Trump Pentagon. Since we got Trump Towers all over the place, he's still trying to get the Trump Tower in Russia. Why? Because he still has ties with Putin. Let me ask conservative voters out there. When he had secret meetings with Putin, and he ripped up those notes and nobody could see them, what did they talk about? Do you know what they talked about? No, let me just give me a moment of silence here. conservative voters out there, if you're listening to this program, what did Trump and Putin discuss during that meeting? Do you know? No, I don't either. And neither does anybody in Washington. Neither does any of our military leaders or our intelligence, the FBI or the CIA or the NSA, none of them know what they talked about. And now we find that he has classified documents relating to foreign assets and nuclear material at his home. Has Putin saw those documents? Do you know whether or not Putin saw any of those documents? Yeah, I don't either. Why do you trust this man? Why do you trust this man? And are you willing to sacrifice our nation, our democracy, your children's futures? Are you willing to sacrifice your children's future, your children's democracy for this motherfucker? Why? You are that ignorant. You are that fucking ignorant. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah. Now, if you're conservative and listening to this, and if you're upset that we're talking at you and not to you, well, you know, hey, that's the point.
Look, write us.
Hannity talks at me.
ProgressiveWarriorPodcast@gmail.com. Please write me. ProgressiveWarriorPodcast@gmail.com. Send me an email. I don't care if it's a sentence, a paragraph, or three pages. I'll read it, brother. I'll read it, sister. I'll read it through and through, every word. I'll discuss it right here on the podcast. I don't want to drown your voice or silence your voice. I just want your voice to be backed up with reality.
So,
look, the conservative
man,
movement.
Man, you just. Go ahead. You left me speechless, man. I can't think of anything to say now.
I got a lot to say. The conservative movement.
I need some water.
Get you some water.
That's okay.
This is what conservative media has done. Rush Limbaugh was a big part of it. Fox News is a big part of it. But they have intentionally.
Hey, don't use the real names. Don't use the real names. I'm Rush Limbaugh. Come on. I'm Rush Limbaugh. That's what I call them.
They have intentionally shaped and formed a political party that is anti-intellectual, anti-science, anti-education. Ladies and gentlemen, this is by design. They have intentionally dumbed you down. And these candidates that they're running, they do not represent the best and the brightest. Okay, they are not thoughtful, studious intellectuals.
But you're assuming some of them are good people, though, right?
I assume some of them are Nazis. I assume a lot of them are Nazis. That's what I assume.
Because that Trump statement there, that's why I have to
bring
that
up. These people like Boebert and Goetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're naive children at best, and they're cunning, power-hungry devils at worst. They're not intelligent human beings, and if they are, then they're very sinister, power-hungry human beings.
Well, I mean, just talk about what the shit that's behind the scenes. I mean, if a Democrat let's face it, some of our Democrats, like Anthony Weiner, got kicked out because of fucking text messages. Yet,
look, he got kicked out because the last name was Weiner. Let's just
okay.
Look.
Okay, but yeah,
Oscar Mayer is not on the ballot. All right,
but yeah, Boebert's husband got arrested for actually showing his wiener to some underage girls while his wife was there laughing about it. How many times was Boebert arrested for drunk driving while she was campaigning? I guess that's what the Democrats need to do. They need to go. No, oh no, they can't because we're held to a higher standard.
And I don't want them to. And right. I don't want them to. Look, anytime I hear about a Democratic politician, a liberal or progressive politician saying something untruthful, even if it's not 100% untruthful, even if it's just sort of misguiding or misleading, I'm upset by this because I don't believe we have to. I don't think we have to lie. I don't think we have to bend the truth. We are on the side of good. We are the party that they want to be. They talk about Jesus and they talk about their faith. We are the party that wants to help the poor, heal the sick, care for those who need cared for. We are the ones who demonize the wealthy and try to uplift the poor. We're the ones doing the things that Jesus asked us to do.
Exactly. But Jesus, I mean, you're talking about Boebert, she said this past week that the church is supposed to be directing government. This stuff about church and state separation is a fraud. That's never said in the Constitution. It's in the Constitution. I mean, did she really read the Constitution?
Well, look, let's no be honest.
No government, I mean, what's the statement? I'm going to go and misquote it. A government shall make no laws. Here, you're more knowledgeable than me.
Well, no, I just wanted to say that I understand that she didn't get that far down to the Constitution because it's only in the First Amendment. So she would have had to read quite a bit to get to it. Yeah, no, it's not 15 or 20. It's the First Amendment of the Constitution talks about our freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly. I wish I knew exactly what it said. But it is the separation of church and state, that the government should not be bound by religion, and religion should not be bound by the government. They are separate from themselves. The government shall not establish any laws against religion, and religion itself should not be setting laws for the government. That is the separation of church and state. And for all of these Christians out there that say, we need God in our schools. Okay, we do. We need Allah in our schools. Let's start teaching all of our children about Muhammad.
We need Muhammad.
Let's start teaching our children about the great religion of Islam.
We need Krishna.
Is that something that you want? Because I don't think it is.
Right. So we need Allah. We need Krishna. We need Buddha. We need Jehovah.
I don't want my school teaching my daughter about religion. I don't want them teaching my daughter about religion. If you want to send your child to a Catholic school, to a Christian school, go ahead and do it. But in my public school system, I want my little girl to learn about history and science and math. I don't want her to learn about Jesus or Muhammad, Christianity or Islam. That is none of their business.
But the war now is on the public school system and on public school teachers, which is, I'm sad. I mean, where I live right now in the Peoria Unified School District, I'm pushing for Melissa Ewing to be the head, because her two people that are going against her, you got two people who are running as the opposite, because two people have to serve, okay? So two other people decided to join forces so they could win. And they have been trained. They are Purple for Parents people. I mean, I've looked that up. They're Purple for Parents people. I forgot their last names. And they're trying to demonize Melissa Ewing now, who is a teacher who's for the public school system. She's not for teaching... she's not anti-critical race theory. By the way, there's no such thing as critical race theory in the public schools.
That's not a
branding that they decided to use now.
They make things up when they run out of things to talk about.
Right.
Look, all you should want for your children is to find somebody that loves them and cares about them and respects them. In the same way that you should just love and care for and respect your children.
Exactly.
You know, when my daughter leaves my home, and she's no longer living with me, and I'm no longer tucking her to bed at night and saying goodnight to her face to face, I want to know that the person she's living with cares about her and loves her and treats her well and makes her feel good about herself and makes her feel special. For those of you that disown your children because they come out as gay, you are a pathetic coward.
Yeah.
You should just love your child and respect your child.
Yeah.
Respect their wishes. Respect who they are. Again, that's the problem with the conservative movement. You are so cowardice. You are just afraid of anyone who doesn't think like you or believe like you or love like you or pray like you. Just shut the fuck up and let people be who they want to be. And if you can't do that, then stop talking about fucking freedom and your patriotism, because you are too cowardice to accept freedom.
That's not freedom. Our country was founded on people's different beliefs. At least it was supposed to have been. So don't even tell me how our country is, you know, free when you want to stifle people's individual freedoms. That's not being free. That's putting your ideology on everybody else. Look, I don't push my ideology on anybody else.
It's not even ideology. That's also just religion. You're pushing your religious values onto other people, and no, you cannot do that. That is against our Constitution. It's in the First Amendment. Maybe y'all should read it all the way through.
And that's not what Jesus wanted people to do either.
Jesus never asked
anyone. I leave you with a new commandment. Love everyone. Jesus basically abolished everything that happened in the New Testament when he was there. Love everyone. No ifs, ands, or buts. love everyone. So, and who did Jesus hang out with anyways? Yeah, he hung out with the poor. If Jesus was here nowadays, he'd be hanging out with the drug dealers, the prostitutes, the people in the projects, and he would be against all of these televangelists who are who have taken over the conservative movement as well.
The whole point of Jesus within the context of who his character was in the Bible was someone who treated everyone with respect and love and kindness. And he never asked anyone if they deserved to be treated with that respect or kindness. He did it because of who he was, not because of who they were.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can't argue with you.
And we just don't know how to do that in today's society. When I say we, I hate saying we because it's the conservative movement. It's conservatives across the country who scream about Jesus day in and day out, memes all over Facebook and bumper stickers and so on and so forth, and there's not an ounce of Jesus in any of their political discourse. There's not an ounce of Jesus in any of their ideology. None. You believe in a dog-eat-dog capitalist society where the greedy and the most selfish among us, the most power-hungry, power-chasing people among us survive, and everyone else can die in the fucking streets because you don't want to feed them or care for them or assist them in any way. And that is so against the teachings of Jesus, I can't even talk about it anymore. I mean, call me crazy. You know, call me a dreamer.
Well, you are crazy.
Or call me a Christian. I don't know. But I believe in helping the poor and feeding the hungry and housing the homeless and caring for the sick. And that is exactly why I love being a progressive. It's exactly why I love the liberal causes that we represent. It's exactly why I vote Democrat, because our politics and our faith coincide with each other. On the right, I see a bunch of people who idolize wealth, who idolize that power, who demonize the poor, who refuse to give health care, who refuse to expand our social safety net to feed hungry people and house people who are living on the streets, because they feel as if these people don't deserve it because they haven't worked hard enough for it. And I'm sorry if that's how you feel. If that's how you feel, that's fine. Fucking own it. But stop calling yourself a Christian because you're not. Stop talking about Jesus because you don't believe in Jesus.
And honestly, a lot of them too who vote Republican are poor.
They're the poorest.
They
red states
are the
poorest states. Red states have the highest rates of welfare, the highest suicide rates, the highest rates of alcoholism and drug abuse. Your states are fucking poisoned with this conservative ideology that I'm not helping you no matter what. I'm just going to walk past you. In fact, I might even kick a little dirt on you as I walk past. And then you walk past right into the church, right into the temple. And you sit there with your good book and you pretend you're a good person and you're not. Just like you walk on here pretending you're a patriot, you're not. A patriot would stand up for democracy. You would stand against the tyrant. You don't stand up for democracy. You have conservatives across the country right now trying to deny people the right to vote. They're doing everything they can to make it harder for your brothers and your sisters to vote in our beautiful democracy because you don't have the patriotism or the bravery to stand up for it. You're a conservative fucking coward. And many of you are Nazis. Mm-hmm. And I can't accept either one.
He called me a Nazi.
Hell yeah.
That's what you'll get from people.
Because if this was 1940s Germany, most of you would support the Nazi movement. Most of you would support Hitler. That's why. And these are my friends and my family. These are not just people out there that I'm trying to throw into the same basket. My own friends, my own family members. If this was 1940s Germany, you would be a Nazi.
Hitler made the same arguments that a lot of them, like Ron DeSantis is making, and things like that. He made the same arguments. We can't have these books because they promote XYZ. I mean, hell, Texas banned the Diary of Anne Frank!
Look, the conservative movement right now supports and empowers Klansmen, white supremacists, Nazis, nationalists, terrorists. They've armed them. They've empowered them. There are good people on both sides in Charlottesville. No, there were Nazis carrying torches on one side.
Paul Ryan, in private, told Trump he shouldn't have said that.
Of course he shouldn't have said that.
And Trump said, well, they voted for me.
They voted
for me. They voted for me.
They voted
for me. I got to show I'm with them because they voted
for
me.
That's right.
So,
So you can support Klansmen and Nazis and nationalists and supremacists and terrorists, but you can't support liberals.
Yeah.
These are your values. Conservative America, these are your values. You can't support everyone's right to have health care, because Jesus wouldn't want that. But you will support everyone's right to own an AR-15. And it's not just the right to own one. You support people like George Zimmerman, who was told to stay in his car one night as he saw a young African-American man with a hoodie on. He was told by our authorities to stay in his car. He ignored that advice and decided to hunt as a predator, hunt this child down, to stalk this child armed with a gun, shot this child, and in the end, a group of our fellow citizens in a court of law decided that George Zimmerman was just protecting himself
because
and
of defending the Florida himself. Stand Your Ground law.
So apparently, the unarmed child was not able to defend himself. But George Zimmerman, a grown-ass man armed with a gun, told to leave this child alone, instead intentionally stalked and hunted this child down before murdering him, was just protecting himself. And what's the gentleman that was in Wisconsin that took the AR-15 across state lines?
Kyle Rittenhouse. Who's now a conservative hero appearing on Fox News.
Right. Kyle Rittenhouse, according to the conservative movement and millions of conservative voters across the country, is somehow a patriot because he took an automatic weapon to a rally with the direct intention of harassing and terrorizing people. And we let it go because apparently someone attacked him with a skateboard after he murdered people. He was attacked with a skateboard. Let me ask you something, conservative America. The person that brought the skateboard to the rally, did he bring that skateboard with the intent of hurting someone? Did he bring that skateboard with the intent of harassing or terrorizing someone? No, he didn't. But Kyle Rittenhouse brought that weapon to this rally with the intent to harass and terrorize people because he is a fucking terrorist.
He had on military pants.
He is a murderer. And you support him. He is now an idol in the conservative movement. He is now a hero in the conservative movement. He is getting speaking gigs and television appearances in the conservative movement. A fucking terrorist. That is where your party is.
But they're now embracing it, that term now. One of the events a few weeks ago, it seems like they have a CPAC event every other week. What was it? Foundation for the Future or something like that. They had a panel discussion and they said, ladies and gentlemen, we are domestic terrorists. Yeah! It's like they're embracing the term now. So,
During the most recent CPAC conference.
How many CPAC conferences are there? Shit.
Viktor Orban, the president of Hungary.
Oh, God, yeah.
Was at the CPAC convention.
God, yeah.
And he received a standing ovation for basically stating that he was anti-gay and anti-interracial marriage and anti-immigration.
You hear that, Clarence Thomas? Anti-interracial marriage, Clarence Thomas.
They gave him a standing ovation. Do you want to go back to a nation where gay people no longer have rights, that they can just be imprisoned or beaten or whipped on the streets for being gay?
No.
Do you want to go back to a nation where people of different races who find love between each other and respect between each other and a real connection between each other can't have a relationship?
No.
Because they're two different races?
No.
Let me ask you something. Are there really different races, or are we just different colors? What the fuck is a race? Are there different races, or are we just, as human beings, as ignorant, childish, naive, hateful human beings, just invent this out of nowhere? I think maybe we are the same race, we're just different colors. And I'm a different color than you.
Yep. No, you are.
I'm a different color than my own child.
And we have different experiences, too.
And we have different experiences. This idea of racism is a made-up bunch of hateful fucking nonsense.
Your differences, our differences are supposed to enhance us. What's that lady? I forgot her name. I can't, but she likened us to a mixed salad. where each one of the flavors enhances the other one. And that's how we should be. I mean, some people call us a melting pot. I don't like to use that term because because we do have different experiences. I have different experiences than you would. You would likely get more stopped on the street for being a different color than I would.
And I used to refer to us as the melting pot, but you told me that last time we spoke about the mixed salad, and analytically that is more accurate.
Right.
We're a mixed salad.
I mean, we're a beautiful dish. A beautiful dish that people eat where all of the flavors are supposed to enhance the other flavors, and this one brings out this texture and that one brings out that texture. You know, that's what we're supposed to be, and I think that that is beautiful. We need to embrace each other's differences is what I feel. And true, I mean, underneath we're all the same. But while we embrace how same we are, we should embrace our differences as well. Because I should get to know about your culture, and it's not my position.
And our position. Only differences are how we're brought up and
yes.
How we're treated.
And it's not a white person's decision. I mean, you want to talk about my background. My whole knowledge is complicated because my background actually starts in Mexico. But I'm third generation, and I have Polish and Italian mixed in me as well. But but it's not my position to preach to somebody who is of different color than me, like people do. It's not my position to go up to a black person or a brown person and say, I'm with you, brother. I am, and Malcolm X said this in his book, I need to get with the people who think like I do in my own background and attack the people in my own background, in my own backyard. I need to be the one at the Thanksgiving dinner table when somebody talks about black people on welfare and blah, 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 to call that person out in my own backyard. That's who I need to speak to.
And this is where the progressive movement really does shine as the patriotic American. This is where the progressive movement really does get to the roots of American values. See, people around the world, the reason they looked up to America and wanted to live in America was because of this idea of this mixed salad coming together and living together peacefully somehow. Because the entire world is racist and sexist, and we look at each other cross-eyed and sideways because of the differences politically and culturally. And America was that place where everyone could come and just be free. And the progressive movement really does embrace that. We embrace each other, we embrace the differences, we embrace the different cultural aspects of one another, and the conservative movement refuses to embrace it. They want black people to go back to Africa, they want Mexicans to go back to Mexico, they want to create this white nationalist Christian society.
But they still want the Mexicans to trim their lawn.
And
for
take
no money.
Care of their children.
Yeah, take care of their children.
And clean their houses. And,
yeah.
And if they could, they'd put black people back in the fields to pick their cotton and tomatoes and potatoes and what, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But it's that idea of America, that patriotic idea of America where progressives truly are the patriots of our nation and the defenders of our democracy. And if you're currently a conservative, I just want you to look yourself in the mirror, look at your political party, as clear-eyed and unbiased as you can. You have a political party that is currently preaching white nationalism but has always believed in white Christian nationalism. You do not believe in all cultures and all people coming together, living together in peace and harmony. You just don't believe in it. Your party, your ideology will not accept it. You're a party of intolerance and a party of hatred. And if you're a Christian, a true Christian, if you believe in the love and the brotherhood that Jesus spoke about, you need to look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself why you support terrorists and Klansmen and Nazis. Because they are the base of your movement. Without those terrorists, without those Nazis, without those Klansmen, without those white supremacists, Trump can't win. DeSantis can't win. Bush couldn't win. Nobody in your party could win. I just want you to find your moral center, find your values, and vote with those values. Do you believe in caring for the poor? Do you believe in healing the sick and feeding the hungry? Do you believe in all people living together in peace and harmony? Because if you believe in those things at your core, I'm sorry if you don't like it, but you're a liberal. And I want you to find that. Find that love and that, find that humanity. And take this hatred that you've been brought up in and set it to the side. Let it go. Let it the fuck go. Stop supporting George Zimmerman's and Kyle Rittenhouse's. Stop supporting pathological lying con men, these greedy capitalists. These greedy capitalists that will never make it to the gates of heaven because they are greedy, self-serving capitalists. Because the more resources they take for themselves, the less resources that are available for others, and that's when others die without the resources they need to survive. Find your religion. I'm not asking you to denounce your religion. I'm saying find it. Find your faith. Because right now, brothers and sisters on the right, you're lost. You're lost, and I want you to find it. And in the end, you'll realize that you're a liberal. You believe in caring for people and loving people and accepting people. Ladies and gentlemen, I do want to thank you for tuning in tonight. And I want to thank Brian Hussar especially for joining us tonight on The Revolution.
I can't follow that, man.
I need all of you progressive warriors to continue speaking out in your community and on social media. Do not shut up. Do not turn away. Do not close your mouth. Open up the eyes of those that you have communication with so that they can see themselves, because right now they are being blinded. Warriors, walk this life proud, because you have a voice that we need in order to save our democracy from those who do not believe any longer in democracy. Warriors, rise up. Speak out. And be heard.
Something. Don't let the days of your life pass by. You need to get up, get out, and get something. Don't spend all your time trying to get high. You need to get up, get out, and get something. How will you make it if you never even try? You need to get up, get out, and get something. Cause you and I got to do for you and I. I don't recall ever graduating at all. Sometimes I feel I'm just a disappointment to y'all. Every day I just lay around and I can't be found. Always asking, give me some, living life like a bum. Times is rough, my auntie got enough problems of her own. Brother, you supposed to be grown, I agree. I try to be the man I'm supposed to be. But negative fatigue is all you seem to ever see. I admit, I've done some dumb shh, and I'm probably gonna do some more.